The Johnson Wax Program. The makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat present Fibber McGee and Company with Jim Jordan as Fibber, Donald Novis, the Four Notes, and Billy Mills Orchestra. The show opens with Liza. Announcement of real importance to every housewife. Perhaps you are one of the many thousands who have resolved to start using Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat or Johnson's Wax on your floors this year at house cleaning time. Well, now, if that's the case, let me urge you to go right out tomorrow and see your dealer, for he is featuring special giant-size cans of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat at the same price you usually pay for only 1 pound or 1 pint. And yet, you get a pound and a third, or a pint and a third. Now, these giant-sized cans are selling fast, so don't delay. When your dealer's special spring shipments are gone, there won't be any more. So avoid disappointment by going to the store first thing tomorrow morning and buying both Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat in the special money-saving giant-sized cans. Fever of expectation today, an attorney is telephoned for an appointment to discuss the will of Fibber's late uncle, Captain Ticonderoga McGee. And here at 79 Wistful Vista, awaiting the lawyer's arrival, we find Fibber, where there's a will, there's impatience, McGee!
Ah, good old Uncle Tyke. I always was his favorite nephew. In spite of the time I tied the snake's head onto the garden hose and coiled it up on his bed. Aha, at last. Folks, I hope you'll always remember this moment as the last time you've seen me when I was just a poor boy. Goodbye, poverty. Come in, fortune.
Mr. McGee?
You betcha, bud. Are you the shyster, or the... Are you the attorney that called me about Uncle Tyke's will?
Yes, I am. I'm Mr. Ogden Fadich of Fadich, 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 Fadich.
Shut it off, bud. The needle is jumping a groove. Have a cigar, Mr. Fadich?
Thank you. I have one.
Oh, you got two? Thanks. Now let's get down to cases, bud. What did the old skinflint, what did dear old Uncle Tyke leave me?
Well, aren't you a little impatient, McGee? Aren't you interested in the other beneficiaries of the last will and testament of Captain Ticonderoga McGee?
Oh, shucks, sure I am, bud. What'd my aunt get? Aunt Lulu McGee.
Let me refer to my notes here. Ah, yes, Lulu McGee.
Lulu, that's the one.
Lulu inherited a braided horsehair watch fob, a wood-burning outfit, a hand-painted hair receiver, and a shaving mug.
Oh.
Yeah, the mug had an inscription on it in gold leaf.
That's all.
Quote, "You can do a lot more kissing if you strop and look and listen," unquote.
That was Uncle Tyke, all right. A flirt to the last. They say he almost put his nurse's eye out trying to kiss her with a thermometer in his mouth.
Yeah, that's a very interesting character.
Oh, yes, indeed. Now, would it be indelicate, Bud, if I was to inquire how much moss the old Rolling Stone gathered for me?
Ah, yes. You, I believe, are the old gentleman's favorite nephew.
What'd I tell you, folks?
And in consideration of this fact, the will states, quote, "And to my nephew Fibber, more familiarly known to his childhood playmates as Stinky, secure in the knowledge that he will bend every effort toward its upkeep and maintenance, for which funds are herewith provided, I bequeath my most cherished possession, my faithful ally in my travels about the world."
Now, what is it?
"My boat, the Billy B," unquote.
Hot dog. A yacht. Oh, boy. A yacht and enough dough to keep it up. Wowie.
It'll be turned over to you as soon as it's released by the executor.
Boy.
Congratulations and good luck.
Well, thanks, Bud. Ah, now for a life on the bouncing main. Now I can go to Australia and China and Siam. Whoopee! Sailing, sailing over the bounding main. For many a stormy wind shall blow or yank and so.
Hello there, Johnny. What you jumping around for? Spring fever or winter underwear?
Neither one, old-timer. I was just dancing the sailor's hornpipe. I'm a yachtsman.
Hey!
I say I'm off for a world cruise. I'd sign you on as a member of the crew, old-timer, but you ain't got enough of the old pepper to be a good salt.
That's pretty good, Johnny. That ain't the way I heard it. One feller says to the other feller, see, says, I see where some scientist has discovered a use for snake poison to relieve pain. Kind of even sings up, don't it? What you mean, asks t'other feller. Well, says the first feller, we used to use the painkiller to get the snakes, and now we use the snakes to get the painkiller. So you gotta take a boat trip, eh, Johnny?
Yep.
Well, if you see a big white bird sitting on a channel marker, it's the old, old story. Boy meets gull.
Boy meets gull. He's got young ideas, all right, but his heartbeat longs to daughter. Well, now, let's see. I better call up and order a yachting cap, a blue coat with brass buttons, and some navigation charts. Where's that telephone? Hello, operator. I want to talk to... Oh, is that you, Mert? Hi, Mert. This is Trevor McGee. What's that? Oh, you heard about me inheriting the yacht, did you? What's that, Mert? Your brother. What makes you think he'd be a good member of my crew? He has, huh? 7 whaling expeditions, eh? Where to, Mert? Oh, out to the woodshed. Say, give me the seagoing supply store, will you, Mert? Thanks. Oh, 1492 Columbus. Hello? Semplemeyer 7C supply store? Fibber McGee, the society yachtsman, speaking. Yeah. Say, I'll be down there in a little while to lay in supplies for a 2-year cruise. Huh? Yeah, that's right. And listen, put in a few barrels of good red wine. My crew will probably want some port in every sweetheart. You ain't got any red wine? What color have you got? Deep purple. Oh, well, give me a barrel of deep purple. No, never mind. We'll get that from Don Novus. Okay, Semplemeyer. Let's have it, Don. Deep purple.
Again, I hold you tight.
A beautiful song, beautifully sung.
Thanks, Fibber. And incidentally, I want to congratulate you on your inheritance.
Oh, thanks, Don. I don't want to take too much credit for it. Any good, clean-living, red-blooded American boy could have done the same thing. All he has to have is willpower. An uncle who was too tight to spend a dime.
Yeah, but about this world cruise of yours. Do you know anything about ocean navigation?
Well, I certainly do. I ought to. My great-great-grandmother on my father's side was a mermaid.
A mermaid?
Sure. It was a little embarrassing for Grandpa at parties, too. Till the hoop skirt came in. I'll never forget how she used to hold me on her lap when I was just a little baby and fan me with a fin. How she used to coax me to eat my dinner. Come on, Fibber dear, she'd say. Eat your nice seaweed.
Oh, it's very interesting.
Yes, well, I can shut my eyes now and see the dear old lady floundering up the garden wall.
What did she die of, Fibber? Barnacles?
No, it was kind of tragic about that there, Don. Us McGees don't like to speak of that much. You see, Grandpa got hold of a copy of the Fish and Game Laws for 1852 and discovered that Grandma was too small. So he threw her back in the ocean.
It's too bad she wasn't still holding you on her lap. Well, so long, Fibber. Bon voyage.
Yeah. Well, better run down to Simple Myers and buy my yachting outfit. Mood Music Mills in C. Well, here we are. Boy, look at all them things in the window. Ropes, anchors, seasick remedies.
Pardon me, Captain, but could you spare $0.50 for a poor old crippled up sailor man?
Why, certainly, shipmate. Here you are. How'd you get hurt? In a shipwreck?
Nah, laddie. I was the unfortunate victim of a nautical hotfoot, you might say.
A nautical hotfoot?
Aye. I was the boy who stood on the burning deck. Thank you.
I better get inside before they take up a collection for the guys who got wrecked on the Hesperus.
How do you do, sir? What can we do for you? We have a special sale today on silent foghorns for clear weather.
Oh. So, you got any cork anchors for people who just want to drift?
Not today, sir, but would you care to see our feather-tipped harpoons for ticklish whales?
Now you're joshing me. I'm Fibber McGee, bud, the society yachtsman.
Oh, yes, Mr. Wilcox was telling us about you. There he is now, over in the water wing department.
The water wing department? But, hey, Harpo, what you doing?
Oh, hello there, Fibber. Say, what's all this about you taking a yacht on a world cruise?
That's right, Harpo. You want to go along?
Well, I don't know, Fibber.
He'd be a good man for you, Mr. McGee. Show him your life-saving medal, Mr. Wilcox.
Oh, no. Oh, gee whiz, it's nothing. Oh, gee.
Come on, Harpo, don't be coy. Quit blushing and let's see the medal.
Oh, well, all right. Here.
Oh, gee, this is great, Harpo. What'd you get this for?
Well, I... Oh, fudge. Well, I just happened to be there at the time is all. Gee, all I did was see this woman's hand in the water. So I threw off my coat and dived in, that's all, just as she was going down for the third time.
And you never said a word about this to us? A heroic deed like that there? Say, if you're such a hot swimmer, what was you doing here in the water wing department?
Buying some water wings. I can't swim.
You can't swim? Hey, now let me get this straight. If you can't swim, how did you save that woman? I got a feeling I shouldn't have asked, folks.
You see, it was a hot day last July.
Yes, yes. What happened?
I was passing a big house on Oak Street, and I heard a woman groan. I looked in the window and saw her hand in the water, a bucket of dirty, soapy water. Just as she was going down for the third time, on her knees with a scrub brush. So quick as a flash, I threw off my coat, dived in the window with a can of Johnson's Glow Coat, and showed her how unnecessary old-fashioned floor scrubbing was. Boy,
was she grateful. She said I'd saved her life. She gave me a bronze medal.
Bronze medal? But this is a gold one.
Oh, I know. She took the bronze one back and gave me a gold one when I tipped her off to how much she could save by buying Glowcoat in a special giant size can containing an extra third for the same price before they were all gone. Say, Joe.
Yes, Mr. Wilcox?
Show me some of those water wings with the little propellers on them. One of these days, I'm going to get up enough nerve to wade right out in the children's end of the pool and I'm
Harpo the hero, the linoleum lifeguard. That ain't the dilliest thing.
Well, how do you do, Mr. McGee? Oh, May, how nice to see you, really.
Oh, hi, Effie. What you doing here?
I'm buying a little birthday present for my brother.
Oh.
I'm going to send him a box of catnip.
Catnip?
Yes. Mm-hmm. You see, my brother is just wild about sailing,
well,
and he has the dearest little cat boat.
Catnip for the cat boat. It's a good thing he ain't got a tramp steamer. You'd be sending him a can of mulligan.
Mulligan?
Yeah, mulligan. Kind of an outdoor stew.
Oh. Oh, then you know my brother.
By the way, Mrs. Uppington, my uncle just left me a beautiful mahogany 500-foot diesel engine boat in his will.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'd like to go along on a world cruise with me and a few friends.
Oh, how delightful. I should love it, Miss McGee. I simply adore ocean travel. The last time I crossed on the Ile de France, I had a marvelous time.
Oh, is that so?
And the cuisine, oh, simply heavenly.
Oh, it was, eh? How was the grub?
Oh, and, speaking of ocean voyages, Mr. McGee,
yes.
Horatio and I were discussing plans for our honeymoon last night, and you knew...
Honeymoon?
Yes, isn't it thrilling? Oh, Mr. McGee, I am to be a June bride.
Oh, touch,
touch. Oh, me, I'm such a happy girl.
Slap happy.
And Horatio, oh, the dear boy is simply walking on air.
I always predicted he would, eventually. You know what I mean. So you and Boomer are engaged. Well, I hope you'll be very happy. Happy, happy.
Well, thank you, my dear. I'm sure we will. But you know, Mr. McGee, I wanted Horatio to put a ladder up against my window and carry me away in his arms like a knight of old. And he said the most amusing thing. He said it reminded him of a movie he saw.
What movie, Uppie?
Night Must Fall.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's so nice to have seen you again, Mr. McGee. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Carry her off like a knight of old. Some knight, the gutter pup Galahad. Oh, well, who am I to poison Cupid's arrows? Oh, hi, Billy, old shipmate. Haul alongside and drop anchor.
Oh, stow the gap, bilge rat.
Bilge rat? Why, William, is that any way to talk to a yachtsman? Let me hear any more mutiny like that, my bucko, and I'll clap you in irons for the rest of the voyage.
Listen, put your face in dry dock a minute. I want to ask you something.
Not, Billy. Just because I'm rich don't mean I'm too high-hat to talk to them in the lower walks of life. What is it, William?
Would you care to squat on your quarterdeck a minute and listen to the four notes sing Umbrella Man?
So I certainly. Tell them to sing while I run home and study my navigation charts. Pipe the gangway, shipmates. Umbrella Man coming aboard.
Umbrellas, 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 toodle-lama-lama, toodle-lama-lama, toodle-a-a-a-a. Any umbrellas, umbrellas, to fix today. Bring your parasol, it may be small, may be big. He repairs them all with what you call a thingamajig. Pitter-patter, patter, pitter-patter, patter, it looks like rain. Let it pitter-patter, fits it pitter-patter, don't you mind the rain. He'll mend your umbrella, then go on his way, singing toodle-lama-lama, toodle-ay, toodle-lama-lama, toodle-ay, any umbrellas to fix today. When there's a lull, things are dull, he sharpens knives for the wives in the neighborhood, and he is very good. He'll darn a sock, stab a clock, stab a cart, a broken heart, he mends anything. But he'd rather sing. your troubles, then go on your way. Sing them toodle-lum-lum-lum-lum-lum too late. Toodle-lum-lum-lum-lum-lum too late. Have you any umbrellas today? Have you any knives to sharpen? Any hearts to brighten? Toodle-lum-lum-lum-lum too late. Toodle-lum-lum-lum-lum too late. Any umbrellas to fix today?
Well, kids, let's see now. Chart of the South Seas. I could lay a course for the Tuamotu Archipelago. Shucks, why should I go to places I can't even pronounce? Aha! The Gilbert Islands. That ought to be simpler. Let's see now. There's the islands of Pokaku, Jili Malahar, Bikinia, Ragnica. Say, what is this? Dead Reddit foreigners are moving in everywhere. Shucks, come in. Oh, hi, Boomer.
Good day, McGee, my very dear friend and boon companion. Want to congratulate you on your great good fortune.
Since when was I a boon companion of yours, Boomer? And what's this business about you and Mrs. Uppington getting married?
What? Has the old crow, some little bird been whispering in your ear, dear boy? But then, why dissimulate? 'Tis indeed true we have plighted our troth.
You've plighted your what?
We've plighted our troth. We've had avowed our mutual and enduring love. We've... Well, in short, scatterbrain, I've walked the plank.
You've walked the plank, you fortune hunter.
Yea, verily. Behold the hunter, home from the hills. But what I wish to consult you about, my scholarly young compatriot, was in the matter of taking our honeymoon on your private yacht, which, according to Dame Rumor, is quite a hunk of a tub. But say, Commodore, I'm a licensed navigator.
You're a licensed navigator. You wouldn't know port from starboard.
You wrong me, my salty young seafarer. Pour me a glass of each, and I'll be only too glad to demonstrate.
That's what I thought. You couldn't steer a spoon through a cup of coffee. Let's see your license papers if you're a real navigator.
Why, certainly, certainly. Very happy to. Let me see now. Where I put those navigation papers? I have them here somewhere. Here's a lump of sugar for a policeman's horse. Always hope he'll get a toothache and kick the car. Combination to a bank vault in Sioux City. Pretty little community. Attended a grand opening there last week. Would have been a 5 grand opening, but somebody tipped him off, Granny. Memorandum about a hotel bill in Boston, signed the Richard House. Don't remember ever stopping at the Richard House. Must mean house day. Yes, a postcard from South America from an old jailmate. Good old Spike. He went paroling down to Rio. Tube of mustache wax helps me keep a stiff upper lip. And a short beard. Well, 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 imagine that. No navigation papers.
Well, now that you got that settled, Four Flusher, go do your gold brick land somewhere else. I'm busy.
Don't ruffle me. I was going anyway. Have to take my brother to a tree surgeon this afternoon. Very unusual case. Wooden leg with varicose vein. Well, good day, Poop Deck.
Now, take a look at them charts again. Australia, New Zealand. Society Islands. Aha, the Society Islands. That's the place for me. Top hats, white ties, and grass skirts. Dad Reddit, come in.
Mr. McGee, my dear sir, I'm certainly glad to find you in. Remember me? Mr. Fiditch of Fiditch, 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 Fiditch.
Hold it, bud. Certainly I remember you. And for handling this legacy for me, I'm your friend to the last Fiditch.
Yeah.
You know what I plan to do, bud? Stock up my yacht for a long cruise.
Well, please, please, will you listen to me for a moment? This is important.
Maybe stop off at... Huh? What's the matter? Don't tell me something's happened to my yacht.
No, no, not that. Nothing has happened.
Oh, boy, that's a relief. You had me scared there for a minute, Bud. Though I'm too much of a sailor at heart to get panicky at trifles. In fact, there's always been sailor's blood in the McGee family, Fiditch.
Yes, Mr.
Why,
McGee.
When I was just a little snookums, I felt a strange longing in my soul, urging me toward the sea. Urging, urging, urging. Sea urchin McGee, I was known as in them days.
Yes, but...
Sea Urchin McGee, smartest skipper of the southern seaboard, shrewdly scanning the skies for a sight of a stormy signal to send my schooner scurrying for safety to shelter of the shipyard, scooting into the swishing spray to save sinking sailors from the sinister shark swishing silently through the salty surf of the seven seas, and the subject of sea-going sagas from sad Sardinia's sandy shore to the silken sails of Singapore.
Come, Mr. McGee, let's have no more of this nautical nonsense.
What do you mean, nonsense, Fiditch? Just wait till you feel the old Billy B rolling along in the Gulf Stream. Why, you'll want to spend the rest of your life aboard my boat.
But, my dear sir, this is all a horrible mistake, and I freely confess my mistake.
Huh? What? Mistake? What you mean?
I mean the Billy B.
Huh?
That was a typographical error in the will, McGee.
What? You mean Uncle Tyke didn't leave me his boat?
No, he left you his goat.
Just a moment. Now, we want to urge you again to take advantage of the special money-saving sale on giant-sized cans of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat. You thrifty housewives won't want to miss this opportunity to buy several cans of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Glow Coat while you can get one-third more for your money. Now, this special offer is necessarily limited, so act at once. Tell your dealer you want the special giant-sized cans of both Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat. These big cans contain a pound and one-third, or a pint and one-third. You pay only for 1 pound or 1 pint. The one-third extra is free. The one-third extra is free. Hardware, grocery, paint, drug, and department stores are featuring these giant pints and pounds of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat. Now, we don't want you to be disappointed, so buy several cans tomorrow without fail while you can still get them.
Folks, we want to thank our special guest, Billy B., for appearing on our show tonight. Come over here, Billy, and take a bow. I don't know what I ever done to Uncle Tyke that he should give you to me, but... Hey, wait a minute. Well, I'll say this for the old boy. At least he didn't cut me off without a cent. Good night, folks.
Speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat, Racine, Wisconsin, inviting you all to be with us again next Tuesday night. Good night.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.